New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life every day. Today is no different. I've made it a pretty long time now. What am I going on, like, a little bit over, maybe a month and a half or over? This is pretty good. I know you guys are just counting the days until I take like a 4-month hiatus. So Fatty keeps talking about, my show's gonna change. I'm gonna have a new format. Well, he doesn't say all that, but he keeps alluding to the fact that there are gonna be changes to the little show after he ends and then starts again. But I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of work to do a lot of, you know, changes to things. Changes. But anyway. So I know I was in a bad mood yesterday, and I'm really still in a bad mood today. I talked to a friend, and my friend who also works, you know, for Walmart, and my friend said that I should start looking for a new position within the company if I'm unhappy. But he says, you know, you really need to talk to your boss first and say, you know, let him know how you feel. And I hate confrontational conversations. Like, I really just don't do well with confrontational conversations. But the problem is when you switch positions, like if I were to just decide, you know what, I'm going to look for another position and that's just the way it is. I'm not going to, you know, whatever. If I were to decide that and then I start looking and applying to things and stuff like that, then I would have to tell my boss anyway, because he does not, he has to approve anything like that. And so my friend was like, you know, you're going to have to tell him anyway if you start applying for things, because he's going to have to approve it. And if he sees that you're applying for a bunch of crap, you know, you're going to tell him. But I was just discussing my options and like what I could do. And I could take a small pay cut, you know, if I wanted to go back. Let's say, because I really want to do development. And that's kind of what I'm doing now, but I'm doing more of a tech lead role. And so I am doing some development, but I'm also leading the team. So what I could do is find a program or, you know, an application within the company that's looking for Java developers, because that's what I'm best at of all the languages and stuff. And I could just say, you know, I could say to them, hey, I'm willing to drop back a pay band or whatever, because I know I'm a former QE or a quality assurance, and I know I'm more test automation, but I have been developing an application for the past year and a half to 2 years. And so I have a lot of, you know, Java development experience, yada, yada. But if you need to, you know, if you need to bring me back a little bit, I'm willing to do that, because I want to be happy, you know, more than I want to make X amount of money. And they're not going to do a huge pay cut anyway. There's a big discrepancy in pay bands, so there's overlap, you know, between pay bands. So even if I went back one, they could leave me similarly to what I'm making now, but it might be in the higher range of that role, and then I just would need to try to get a promotion as soon as possible so I can move up. But anyway, so sorry if you guys hear cartoons in the background. Mark is listening to Naruto, or he's watching Naruto downstairs, which I think is some anime or something. And it's really loud. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it through my headphones. So I know you guys are probably hearing it. But anyway, so I don't know. I'm just exploring my options. And today I was starting to feel a little bit better after the conversation with my friend. And I kind of got, it was really busy today at work. And so I kind of got into my work and wasn't really thinking about it. And then I got an email saying, I get updates whenever our testing website is updated. And I get this email saying, oh, so-and-so in California has updated the testing website. And they went in to add their product that's that competing product to what I'm also building. Even though we were supposed to be having conversations about how to integrate the two together and how to come up with a common name and branding and all that, they're just putting their thing on the website, and I guess they're just going to compete with me. I don't know. And my product owner is on vacation now until the end of July. Ugh, I got so stressed. Anyway, so we already talked about the last day of the cruise. I will say that we landed in, first of all, I got an email from Auntie Vera, and he asked me what was the good side of the train to sit on. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but yesterday I was talking about how Mark and I went to get on the train and the little girl ran in front of us and she got the good seat and we got a different seat. But it was really our fault because we picked the wrong side of the train. However, I just didn't like the little girl. She was a brat. And I'm not a huge fan of children. I'm sorry. I mean, they're fine if they belong to someone else, but I don't want them. But so Auntie Vera emailed and said, oh, we're going on the same train when we do our Alaska cruise. I think they're doing it in September or something. But I responded, but I'll say it on here as well, because there may be other people that, I think that's a very popular excursion among Alaska cruisers. It's the White Pass Railway, Yukon Railway, something like that. You want to be on the left side of the train if you're going from Skagway to the Yukon, if you're going north, because that'll give you the views of the mountains and the valleys. The right side of the train is hugging like cliffs and stuff, so you don't see much. So on the last, so that was the last full day, but we landed in Seward, which is basically the town that you leave from to go to Anchorage. There's nothing really of note there that I know of, but I think there are some fjords, and I'm not even sure exactly what a fjord is. Maybe it's a passageway of water between glaciers, but I'm totally making that up, so that's probably not right. But we got a bus. We had chartered we bought a seat on a bus that was going from Seward to Anchorage, but it was a tour bus. So it was an all-day tour, and they stopped us at a kind of a zoo. I got a lot of pictures of moose and a black bear and another brown bear and all these kind of animals that are there. It's a conservatory. So basically, injured animals or animals that need special care come to this place, and they try to release them back into the wild if they can. But for one reason or another, if they can't, they keep them there. There's an eagle, a bald eagle that only has one wing, because it was shot by someone, and so they can't release it because it can't fly. And anyway, that was fun, and they provided lunch. We went to another glacier, but after seeing the Glacier National Park, it was like a really big glacier, and we took this boat up really close to it, and we saw the calving or the ice, you know, falling into the water and got some great pictures. This glacier was much smaller. It was receding. It's called Exit Glacier. We had to do a little bit of a hike to get to it, and the mosquitoes were horrible. Oh my God, the mosquitoes were horrible. But anyway, we did that, and it was okay, but you know, whatever. And I think there were a couple more stops, and we saw a moose on the side of the road, and the tour guide was good. I mean, she gave us a lot of information about Alaska and, you know, all of that. And then we get to Anchorage, and someone decides that they want to swap the schedule, and they ask the tour guide, hey, can you go ahead and drop the people in the hotels first and go to the airport later? And Mark and I were in a hotel. Well, they didn't even ask us. They just dropped us at the hotel early. But Tim in Alaska had planned for a certain time to pick us up. And we didn't realize that the hotel we picked was a super small hotel with a tiny little lobby. And they had no AC and it was really hot. It was embarrassing because I had to go up to this person and say, hey, would you mind if we sit in your lobby while we wait on our friend? It was not good. Anyway, I will end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And for many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts, you can go to pride48.com. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Wonder if I can do that. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow over at pride48.com.